You have to give Henry Grosclos a lot of credit. Not only did he use his hospital stay to write the entire Constitution, bylaws, and ceremonies for a national organization, but when he returned home, he even shot and stuffed an owl for them. Henry's story and the birth of an organization is this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. In 1925, four men gathered at Virginia Tech to discuss the formation of a leadership organization for boys in vocational agriculture. The meeting was the beginning of the Future Farmers of Virginia. One of those founders, Henry Grosclos, began to write the documents that are the foundation of today's FFA.
Henry Grosclos was also a Mason, and Masonic ritual influenced the opening ceremonies that all of our officers use.
John Hillison says Grosclos wrote most of the Constitution and opening ceremonies while being treated for an illness at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Each FFA officer was represented by an emblem. One of those emblems was the owl.
The idea of the owl was the wise old owl. They thought, well, that would be appropriate for the adult leader called the advisor. There's an interesting story that one of Henry Grosclos's sons told me once about living in Blacksburg, and they wanted to have an owl. So they went out into the woods, they trapped an owl.
That owl was stuffed and became the first advisor's emblem for the Future Farmers of Virginia. One of the other founders of FFA, Walter Newman, became president of Virginia Tech. He knew FFA chapters were famous for their banquets, and he wanted to do something to recognize that fact.
So he thought, well, it'd be nice if they had china to put the food on instead of paper plates. So in 1933, he commissioned a company to build china. As it turned out, those FFA members really didn't care what their food was on. So in order to get a minimum order, Walter Newman had to buy it all himself.
Some of that china is on display here at the FFA History Room at Virginia Tech. Traveling the countryside in Blacksburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.